You're listening to Sea Change, a five-part series where we discuss how global changes affect your local places in Southeast Alaska. From the mountain rains to the icy waters of Sitka Sound, students in marine ecology bring examples of climate change and ocean acidification into focus for you.
Hello, Alaska. My name is Iris Flores, and I'm here with Lauren Strobe.
Hi.
And Dami Russell.
Hello.
We're students at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and we are here in Sitka this month with the Marine Ecology Field Course. We're doing our research projects, and we're having a lot of fun getting in the water with our dry suits.
Yeah, until your dry suit leaks.
Or a stellar sea lion decides to come say hi.
Well, today we want to talk about some events that are happening here in Southeast Alaska due to climate change. So when you think of climate change, you may initially think of ice caps melting and polar bears starving, but you may not think about how it affects the plants and animals in terms of how they distribute themselves and in the timing of events such as migrating, mating, and foraging. Lauren, have you heard of any of these events?
Totally. With increasing climate change comes increasing water temperatures, and scientists are looking at how water temperature changes are affecting the behaviors of different organisms. A couple of the species that they've been looking at are pink chum and coho salmon, and they've found that with increasing water temperatures, these salmon are migrating earlier than they did before. Other studies in Southeast have also shown that salmon breed earlier and hatch earlier than usual, too, with increasing water temperatures.
So then what's the issue with breeding and migrating earlier?
Well, what happens is it's the combination of the two. So real studies haven't been done, or scientific studies haven't been done on salmon in particular. But other species have shown that when they breed, when they migrate, breed, and hatch earlier than they usually did, there can be a mismatch in the timing between when the fry hatch and when there's food available for them to eat. So what we may see happen with salmon is that the fry will hatch and not have anything in the water column for them to eat, because what they eat are marine plants, which rely on the sun to grow. And that early in the year, there isn't enough sunlight for the plants to grow to be enough for the fry to survive.
Yeah, so these increases in temperature are likely to change migration patterns and reproduction, but they can also change the distribution of these animals. So species have a specific temperature range that they're adapted to, and as temperatures rise, they're expected to move with these changes.
And so where do you think these species are moving to?
Yeah, so overall, we'll see species shifts towards the poles, higher in elevation or deeper in the ocean. But more specifically, we're going to see species change in the direction of these temperature shifts. So, for example, in the Gulf of Mexico, species are prevented from moving northward because of the land mass. And so instead, they move in the direction of the local current.
Oh, did you guys hear about that sunfish that was spotted right outside of Prince William Sound?
Yeah, it was so crazy.
Right, they're so cool. Yeah, I see them in California, but I wouldn't expect them to be here.
Yeah, sunfish are really common in California, and as oceans warm, we should expect to see more species moving into this area. So here in Alaska, cold water species are also affected, like salmon and pollock. They have very narrow temperature preferences, and so they're more sensitive to these changes. And so these species are going to either have to adapt or move into cooler waters.
And some crabs have been seen moving north.
Yeah.
And also lower latitude fishes like tuna are moving north into Alaskan waters too.
Yeah, so that same year that a sunfish was spotted, a skipjack tuna was caught just north of Kayak Island. So tuna also have a range that is constrained by temperature. And as the ocean warms, they're going to follow these environmental patterns northward.
Well, that sounds like a new fishery opportunity. I mean, who doesn't love fresh tuna?
I do love fresh tuna. But what can happen when non-native species come into new ecosystems is they can push out the native species and change the environment that has always been there. So it can also be a problem with species in the ecosystems that can't move or adapt in time to these changing temperatures, so they may not survive.
Yeah, it's also going to present new fishing and hunting management issues, as species that are here are going to shift out and new species may move into Southeast Alaska. And, you know, these changes are going to be complex and present a variety of challenges.
So since target species are moving out of range and new species are moving in, it is likely that we'll see changes in fisheries. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things can local fisheries do?
So for one thing that they can do, one thing that they can do is report unusual catch. That way, that informs scientists and fishing management groups on these changes in their distribution. There's also been a lot of research on the diversifying fish catch. So local species, if they're moving further away, it may not be cost effective to keep pursuing those fish. And as the cost of fuel and the unpredictability of their distribution, it's just not going to be that cost effective. So appropriate response in management and fishing strategy, it's going to depend on how these species actually end up shifting.
Lauren, do you know of any additional research that is being done?
Yeah, scientists are also looking at long-term monitoring of the environment and also the timing and movements of different species. And this will help them get a better understanding of what might happen in the future and also look at where animals are moving and then maybe why.
Well, I'm glad that there are people that are trying to find solutions to these issues.
Yeah, and maybe next time we come to Alaska, we'll be eating tuna and sunfish sandwiches.
I don't think people eat sunfish sandwiches.
Well, thank you, Lauren and Tammy, for sharing. And thank you, Southeast Alaska, for tuning in. I hope you're all staying warm, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having us.
Sea Change is a podcast produced by students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, with direction from Dr. Christy Croker. Our music is by Poddington Bear, and this series was done in collaboration with the Sitka Sound Science Center and KCAW.